Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What seemed to be the big trend as far as which option Bills Mafia will take to get to Kansas City?
Well, a lot of people want to be at the AFC Championship game to root on the Bills in person and to get loud and show their support. It's costly to get there by plane. There's no direct flights from Buffalo to Kansas City. You have to take a connecting flight. Prices started out about $700, $770 over the weekend. They've gone up from there. They're up to about $1,000 round trip now. We're seeing some people saying we want to do that. We want to be there. But also we're seeing some people considering driving. Some people have come into AAA and asked for maps. It's about a 14-hour drive from Highmark Stadium to Arrowhead Stadium, and some fans are going to try and get there on the road.
Which is the more expensive route, flights or driving?
So flying is definitely more expensive. It's going to cost you about $1,000 round trip, whereas driving is going to cost you about $200 round trip. So a big difference and a lot of savings if you have the time to drive there, which is about 14 hours, about 970 miles.
And once you get there, you need a place to stay, hotels. What are we looking at as far as hotel prices in Kansas City?
So hotels are plentiful. If you want to stay right by the stadium, there's limited availability and prices are around $400 a night. However, if you look at downtown Kansas City or near the airport, it's kind of like in Buffalo where you could stay downtown and then travel to this game out in Orchard Park. So similar situation there. They have a lot of different price points, $120 a night, $200 a night, a lot of different availability for different budgets as far as hotels go.
And when it comes to restaurants and the like, how expensive can they be?
Oh, they vary. It depends if you want to go out for some gourmet fine dining or if you just want to head over to the Bills Mafia Bar and get some chicken wings, and I'm sure they'll be shipping in some Labatt's and some other Buffalo specialties. So it really depends on individuals' price points, but you should be able to get by pretty economically if you're looking as far as staying on budget as far as food goes.
And about how many fans have expressed an interest to AAA about going to Kansas City, whether by air or by driving?
We haven't taken an official count, but we knew though the phones have been ringing and a lot of people have been stopping in asking for information. We actually had fans coming in last week before the game with the Ravens asking about getting to Kansas City, just in case that's the way the scenario played out. You know, we weren't sure what was going to happen with Kansas City and the Texans, but now we know it's going to be Kansas City and the Bills, of course, beat the Ravens. So the Kansas City Buffalo Bills games are kind of a Super Bowl of their own. So a lot of people like to be there because of that rivalry. They want to show their support for the Bills, and Bills Mafia wants to be a part of all of that. So we see people looking to go to that game, but also some people hoping that there's a win, as we know there will be, and looking ahead to the Super Bowl in New Orleans as well.
And how many inquiries have you had about New Orleans so far for the big game?
We've had a lot of people calling, asking about getting to New Orleans. You know, Super Bowl tickets are hard to come by. Some people want to be there just for the fan excitement of it all, the whole fan experience, even if they can't get into the actual game. New Orleans, of course, is a big draw for travelers on a regular basis. So some people saying they just want to save their money to be a part of that, and other people saying, you know, they want to be there this weekend to really help cheer on the Bills against the Kansas City Chiefs.